Hour two, we're starting it as we always do, an El Paso History Moment, and it's produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And today, her story is about cowgirls, who also were part of the cowboy way of life in the Old West.
She rode like a girl. A cowgirl, that is. The earliest documented example of women competing in rodeo competitions with men happened in Cheyenne, Wyoming in 1900 by one Lucille Mulhall out of Oklahoma. Lucille's vying with male steer ropers didn't end there. Her next challenge was with cowboys at the El Paso Rodeo.
Bingo, we're there.
Hey. If somebody knows about her, Rose Smith, I'd like to know more about her. I mean, you can find her, but I can't find anything about her early life.
Did she live here after this, or she took off,
no,
right?
No. She married Oklahoma Curly Roberts, who was another rodeo rider, and they rode as a trick team later on. But they were world famous at their time. I mean, she rode throughout Europe with many different women that are well known also through the days. And I'm sure she was in a couple of movies, too. But trying to find out her history, if there's any family that's still here or knows her, I'd love to hear. Call the station.
And what's her full name?
Her name was Rose Smith.
Oh.
I mean, you know, what? Not really that uncommon. But she was quite the writer. I'd just like to know what her early life was like. I mean, what ranch family did she come from and such? Just, it was just
detailed.
But there's tons of pictures of her out there. I mean, it was
gotta
amazing.
Be some info.
Yeah, I was trying to look for early cowgirls and found her picture and could find just little tidbits about her, but not much more.
Well, you do this for the El Paso History Alliance, and on Facebook, they have over 40,000 people looking at them.
That's right.
Bernie's the guy to call, but right now he's a little busy, but when he'll get home and listen to the message,
581-7920.
Also, just to let you know about Facebook, we've had 3,482 people look at our promo here.
Just a couple of people.
And that's just on Facebook. I mean, not everybody does Facebook. So
yeah. And you've got people like, you know, Barbara Given Bainey and Mario Robles that do the Remember in El Paso Win. You know, those are our connections all around. They're the archives of many pictures.
We're all in this together. They're doing the picture stuff we don't have, and we're doing the radio stuff they don't have.
But that's all part of that link of that history.
It is. And see, a lot of people have awakened to the fact that we need to know more about our history in
this
town.
That's right. We're a team.
And well, the crowd in this station right now, the four of us sitting in the studio, we pretty much got that figured out. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Then along comes Boynie Sargent, and the day of the cowboy shows up. Are you from New York?
Boynie.
Is that cowboy from
talking
New York?
To me?
You talking to me? Well, the thing, though, is, Bernie,
he's a friend of Kinky Friedman,
Kinky cowboy. But what you're doing, though, by remembering the cowboy, day of the cowboy, coming up, big deal, July 22nd, 4 p.m.
to 12.
To midnight. Mm-hmm. July 22nd.
Yes. Saturday, the 22nd. 2 weeks.
July 22nd.
Yes.
We're saying the same thing, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So that...
Was that rhetorical?
Or you said the 12th at some point. I said, what?
I did. Eh? No, 12 o'clock.
Oh, no, but...
Till midnight.
Oh, till midnight.
Yes.
Let's start over. Day of the Cowboys win, Bernie.
From 4 to 12, July 22nd.
Is it a Saturday?
Municipal Park. It's Saturday.
Man, we're all going to go, right?
Yeah, it's a day after Friday.
Easy peasy. But the thing is, you're going to start it later in the day because it gets hot.
Yes, they're very hot.
And I want an ice company to volunteer to bring you a pile of ice. I mean, they can just bring bags, right? You can stack a bag.
You could have an ice sitting contest.
Can you think? How long can you sit on this ice?
Yeah, I know. That might be kind of, never mind.
Well, it'd be kind of fun to find out. But
some people's heads might be in the way.
How do you know if you, don't go there. How do you know if you lose or not? See, there's the problem. Enough of this. But the day of the Cowboys occurring, and in besides this jest part, you're going to have some real exhibits.
Yes, we're also going to have a horsemanship demonstration with Arabian horses.
Oh.
Yeah, JJ's going to be doing that. Join
her.
Yeah. So we've got that going. I mean, just it's an incredible array of different things. We'll have Concordia Cemetery represented out there with Patricia Kidney. We're going to have the Harvey Girls represented out there, as well as I mentioned earlier, the railroad history with Prince McKenzie, 1800s encampment with Daryl Hyatt.
I've been to his hotel. It's really a good hotel.
The Hyatt
not
Hotel?
Not the same Hyatt.
Not the same?
Not
did he
same
leave
spelling.
The light on for you?
No.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
That was the other guy.
Right.
But anyway, so you got these things going on. And don't forget Rudy.
Well, absolutely can't forget Rudy. No, he's going to be talking about, he's going to educate us all on the history of the vaquero and the cowboy.
I love the fact that the vaqueros came first. A lot of people say, oh, those cowboys are tough guys.
No, not at all.
The vaqueros were here first, right, Rudy?
Only by 300 years.
300. But again, that was the Spanish that made that occur.
Yeah.
That people need to know the history because the cowboys didn't just like show up out of nowhere. They came from the vaqueros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help that lady out of this. Coffee down your back.
And I need
there.
To throw something out. Rudy told us a story on one of the breaks about Mongolians. And
yes.
And some of the things we were talking about was a gentleman that came and was here visiting. And you started telling a story about how the ropes came to the Spaniards.
Right.
And they weren't just rope like we have.
No. Today we have nylon ropes. They'll hold 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
But originally the vaqueros that were in Mexico, they used the what we call la riata in Spanish.
La riata.
Lariat in English.
Lariat.
And a lot of people think that the Spanish here in Mexico invented it. No, they didn't. They already had it in Spain. But the people in Spain got it from the Arabic Moors that at one point invaded Spain and conquered Spain for 550 years. The Arabic people got it from the Mongolians.
So what are we talking about here?
The Mongolians did not have fiber to make ropes.
Nope.
So they had to make their ropes out of rawhide. And the rawhide rope is la riata, or lariat.
Pretty tough rope, I would think.
Not really.
No?
One of the problems with these riatas is when they get wet, they get weak and they stretch. Now, some of the bridles that they used on these Mexican horses and Spanish horses, the reins were made out of this rawhide. And they have like 10 or so inches of chain from the bridle to the reins. They call those slobber chains.
Oh, okay. Don't get them wet.
Because if the reins get wet, they get weak. You pull them, they break.
So bad news.
The slobbering from the horse's mouth got on the chains, not on that rawhide.
One of the least delicate moments here on this subject here. But the point is, cowboying was tough and dirty sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You want to tell us the tough and dirty story about being a cowboy? Never mind. But to the point of what's going to happen on the 22nd, Bernie, this is big. I'm glad you're doing this.
Yeah.
Explain to people with a family what they should expect going to this.
Well, you bring the kids. It'd be really fun if you bring the kids dressed Old West cowboys, you know, because we might throw out a little bit of a costume thing and have some fun with the kids. And we're going to have some prizes that we're going to be giving away for the kids and just have a little bit of fun with them. But then have the kids learn more about the old cowboy history and the Old West. Cowboy movies seem to be making a resurgence in the theaters lately. And and on TV especially with there's a couple of Old West channels. I think there's three now. On the cable, and people are watching them quite often. And I heard the story the other day about someone who had gone out to a movie set, and Bruce Dern was there. And Bruce Dern was always known as the one that killed John Wayne in the Cowboys.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So this guy walked up to him and he looked at Bruce, who was quite a bit older than him, and he goes, "I hated you all my life." And he goes, "Why did you hate me?" He says, "Because you killed John Wayne." And Bruce told him, he goes, "Son, a lot of people have said that about me." But he said Bruce turned out to be the nicest guy in the world. But he says he's so typecast because he had killed John Wayne.
Well, let's talk about cowboys in El Paso County, southern New Mexico. How many are there? I mean, you got the Bowen Ranch. I believe it's still active.
It's still active, yeah.
And you got ranches like that around here? Or the
Center
Ranch?
No, there's ranches all over the place.
What's out there? What's out there?
I'm sure that down in the Mission Valley area, there's tons of them.
We don't have a pasture range around the El Paso area. So Tom Heck down there, he's got a few cattle running up around behind Fava's cattlemen's up there. The Haas, they quit running cattle. We've got a serious problem. They've got some hybrid wolves that roam around.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Coming this far down into...
Hybrid?
Run on electricity and gas.
Yeah. Cross with a jaguar? What are you talking about?
They cross with German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
And, boy, they do a lot of damage. You know, I give agricultural classes through the Cerner Ranch Youth Program to people that move down to the valley and buy 1 or 2 acres, and I teach them how to raise livestock, in particular sheep or goats or something. And... one of the things that I always have to tell them is, hey, you need to build something that is predator-proof if you're going to have livestock. Because number one problem on losing your animals in El Paso County are these stray dogs, coyotes, and hybrid wolves.
Yeah.
And that bounding on the desk is for emphasis. by the way.
Which
that's
kind
of loud. But the point is that you have to take care of that. In the old days, you had a different predator, and there's no way you could stop them if they wanted to come in.
No.
The Apaches.
A lot of them got stopped by the end of the rope, you know.
Wow.
They threw it over the tree and
oops.
The lariat.
Another kind of lariat, yes.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, though. From what I understand is some people were bringing llamas in and intermixing them with their livestock because the llamas...
For a guard dog. For a guard animal, yes.
For a guard animal, yeah.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They fight off the wolves and the coyotes. Yeah.
They stomp the coyotes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they've got their cloven hoofs are very sharp.
Ew. And plus they carry 45s,
and
man.
Spit.
Yeah. Yeah. And they spit. Yeah.
And they bite.
Oh. That's what a llama does, huh?
Yeah.
Does Tony know this?
Not
just
anymore.
Just kidding.
Tony.
Tony llama. No, that's a different llama. But the point is llamas could be a guard animal?
Yeah.
Really?
So can donkeys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Somebody else was telling me about that.
My older brother, when he was still alive, he got some sheep from me and started raising them down there in Clint also. And somebody gave him one of these little donkeys, and he put him out there in the pasture with the sheep. And I'll tell you what, if a dog got near it, that donkey would get after it, I mean, something fierce.
And kick it like ticket.
Kick it and bite it.
Yeah.
So the dogs around the neighborhood, they learned real quick, we don't mess with those sheep.
Yeah.
And now we know what.
Yeah, mules and donkeys, when their ears go back, run.
Yeah. I've got a Pyrenees that takes care of my sheep.
A pair of what?
A Pyrenees dog.
I have a Pyrenees, too.
Yeah. I know.
No, they're the big, big, big dogs, white and black.
Yeah, big, white dogs.
Yeah.
And, it's run off several of those hybrid wolves several times already.
I didn't know. The hybrid wolves are in El Paso County.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of people were doing the mixture breeding of the wolves and domesticated dogs. And what the problem with them is they've become kind of domesticated, so they're not afraid of men as much, or people. Is that the biggest problem?
Well, they turn them loose, and now the wolves will crossbreed with stray dogs that people also go dump out in the desert.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And a dog has a habit of, if he likes to kill, he doesn't kill one and eat it. If there's 20 and he can kill 20, he'll kill 20.
Kills for fun.
It's a sport.
And he'll eat half of one or one-third of one or something.
Does the sheriff's department know about this?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. But they say, and you know, if you have a purebred wolf and he does damage, the federal government pays you for it. But if it's a hybrid... It's your problem, buddy.
It's a stray dog.
Life is always tough on the border for some reason. I don't know what
it is. Amazing things.
That's agriculture. Agriculture has always struggled throughout time, and it always will. There's always something out there, whether it be a bug or, you know, a disease,
an
animal.
Hungry enough, you'll pay attention, but in the meantime, you got these issues. All right, let's take it a break time here. Shall we do that?
We should do that.
We're talking cowboy ways, the cowboy day specifically.
That's right.
July 22nd coming up.
That's right.
So there. And that'll be the day we're off, by the way.
That's right.
So you guys can go out there and set everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew J. Polk will be in here that day on
the
22nd with the next Big Talk El Paso special. 2 hours.
That's right.
10 to noon that day on the 22nd. He's talking all about the Duranguito issue. They're going to have both sides represented. That's the day of Saturday. They're having that week.
Yeah,
of
that
the trial.
It's going to be a lot in the news. And so, you know, listen to the show that day and then come on out to the Day of the Cowboy that afternoon and join us and have a good time. And
look us up.
Yeah.
Away we go. All right, trivia. Melissa Sargent, what's trivia doing?
What we have, this next question is, for $20 in food at Pepe's in New Mexico, where you can get your certificate and meet them there when they get back on the 12th of July.
Yeah, just not today.
Okay. Just not today. Or in El Paso Gold DVD, which we have left. We have Tom Lee's El Paso MacGuffin Home. We have Ghost Stories 3 and 4, The Smelter, Gunfights the Old West, and El Paso's Women's Club.
That's a good one.
Women's Club. And what you have to do is, the question is, name the rope used by the vaqueros for roping cattle that was braided rawhide.
Wait a minute. Name the rope?
Well, the rope.
The rope has a name.
The rope has a name, but it was rawhide.
You call it a something.
Yes, there was a name, and we discussed it
earlier.
But
it's not a rope. It's a something.
Yes.
What is that something?
That's something.
That is the question.
That's the question.
Ah, I see. So
name the rope.
Okay, call up and get this stuff or what?
Yes, call 915-544-5876 or
915-444-544-KTSM. I'll call something, see what happens.
Polk.
We got three phone lines coming into this place, and they're all full. They lit up immediately.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to thank the control room crowd in here. You got some people in there doing stuff.
Yes, we do.
And their paychecks are so huge, we can't stand it because they're volunteers.
That's right.
But Sergio Valenzuela, Mr. Sergio Valenzuela, on the control board there. Thank you for doing so. All the electrons do obey you occasionally.
Occasionally,
and
yes.
Shelley Sutherland. We're not going to do her in a soccer thing.
There's not an audience big enough.
No. Oh, that's the way to put it. There's not an audience big enough for Shelley. Ah, Shelley Sutherland. Thank you for that save. Very good save. All right, well, we'll get to the trivia in just a second. Got to tell you who's coming in here next week. Next week, we're going to preempt ourselves and put in a tape show with Carl Lombaugh. And that was quite popular back in about 6 weeks ago.
That's right.
So he's going to explain Geronimo Springs Museum and Truth or Consequences. And that'll be good next week on July 15. July 22, that is the one we're talking about, Talk El Paso, special broadcast with a summary of the Duranguita Arena debate and the results of the Austin, Texas, July 17th trial. That is on the radio show July 22nd, 10 to noon. July 29th, we have Pat Garrett. You and Bernie, you're going to talk about Pat Garrett and Las Cruces News, the coroner's report that was found. And it was lost, and they found it.
Yeah, it was lost for, what, 100 years?
Well, since 1909.
Yeah, so it's over 100 years. And it wasn't, he was kind of like the star of the show, but there's all these other records and information that we learned about when we were there that I think will be quite eye-opening for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So you get the Doniana County clerk in, that's Scott Kraling and Roseanne Vasquez. Now, this is a choice here. That's your phone going off. This lady coming in from Las Cruces, Bernie, did you talk to these people?
Most and I both did.
Yeah. The communications coordinator and civic visionary.
I know.
And you said it's on their business card.
It is.
Civic visionary.
It is.
She asked.
I want to see what that's all about.
She goes, can I put, because these people, this group there at the records department, they are really into not only taking care of the records that they're getting daily and realizing the importance of it today, but also the importance of it in the future.
Keep it going.
Yeah, and to keep it going and how important it really is to document very carefully what you're doing. And there's this whole vitality in this department.
Well,
I think our department down here needs to go visit them.
Well, they're really excited about all this.
Well, this is July 29th. You guys take care of that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be kind of fun to see what happens with that. August the 5th, we can celebrate our mountains coming in here. And then August the 12th, Concordia, Old West Gunfighters. August 19th, Felipe Solis and Roy Ortega. Roy Ortega is going to talk about broadcasting history in El Paso, and these people know where the bodies are still buried.
Yeah.
And August 26th, we're finally going to get Spring Fire in here. That's a musical group that has a lot of history in El Paso. All right, so the people on the phone still seem to be here. Do you have an announcement?
I have some real quick I got to cover. Summer camp for students. You've got your kids there driving you crazy. We've got some. We got history mysteries, and these are at the Museum of History downtown. You've got July 11th through the 14th. You've got History Mysteries 1, and then you have missions, trails, and conquests, and more weeks, and more titles are online.
All of them do.
Yeah, and there's no cost. No, excuse me. There is a cost, so you need to contact Jaime Nodler down there for more information.
That's Jamie.
Jaime.
Jaime.
God, spelled Mr. Jaime to you. Yeah. Although
it's spelled Jaime, but it's Jamie,
and it's a
sorry,
woman. Besides,
Jamie, I know, and she's coordinator,
so nice.
Down. She really is. She's a sweetheart. She's going to slap
me
next time
you.
She sees me.
She's going to get you.
But she's at the Museum of History downtown, and you can go online and visit them at history.elpasotexas.gov, and you can find out more information about that. They didn't give me their phone number this week, so I can't give it to you off the top of my head. Or just call information, you can get that. But she's the coordinator, and she does some great programs, so give her a call.
All right, we've been talking about stuff so long, these trivia people forgot what the question was.
I know.
Oh, we got three people on the line here. Should we go in order? Let's go with Mr. Benjamin. Good morning, Benjamin. You be on the radio, dude.
Hey, how are you?
We're fine.
Surviving.
Good, good.
What's your
great
question?
Show today.
Well, thank you. What's the question, Melissa?
Okay. Name the rope that was used by the vaqueros for roping cattle that was braided rawhide.
That was the La Riata.
La Riata, la Riata.
We'll take that one.
Indeed. Rudy, you that was your idea to throw this one in, wasn't it?
Not the song.
Yeah. Not this one. Okay. But, all right, so you got something won there. What are you going to do about it?
Well, we've got, do you want Pepe's or do you want a gold, El Paso Gold DVD?
I really like Pepe's. Great food over there.
I can't compete with that. I mean,
I know,
I can't eat those
hard
DVDs. All right.
I know.
A winner there for Benjamin. He gets himself a Pepe's. Okay. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, no, no. I'm just enjoying listening to you all about the Cowboys, the Vaqueros. It's very interesting.
Isn't that different? We're learning stuff every day in here.
You coming out the 22nd?
Put it on your calendar.
I'm going to try.
You better.
It'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to get out there.
Okay. All right,
Benjamin, hold on here. We got more people to talk to. Shelly, Benjamin on three. He gets himself a something. He'll convince you with
something.
Okay. Oh, moving on now. Got two more callers. If the other third caller stays, we'll find something for
them, too.
All right, here we're going to go to Ed. Ed, got you on the radio. Ed, good morning. Hey, Ed.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to try to answer your question.
Well, that one got answered, so. I'm trying to think.
Another one?
I have another one for him. Where did they come up with, we were talking about the braided rawhide or the lariat, where it came from. What country did they get that idea from? Do you remember what that was?
Spain.
Where did the Spanish get that from?
The Spanish got it from somewhere. They did not make that roping thing up.
Got it from Mexico.
No!
Hey, maybe they got it from imp. They probably got it from the imp plant.
Well, no, but thank you for trying.
Now, sorry.
I think the imp bar has been... Thank you very much. You take her easy. And we're moving on now to George. George is on the radio. Hey, George, good morning.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Miss Melissa.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Morning, George.
I'm a big fan of Bernie. We talked one time about the bond, Bernie. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going to vote for Bernie this time.
Yes.
He's not running, but
for
that
whatever,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm running from, not for.
For. Hey, well, you got a question for George?
Yeah, I'll try
the same
this
one.
I'll try it again. What country? How can I work? I guess
we talked about the lariat being made out of leather, that's very unusual because leather deteriorates.
It's out of rawhide.
It's out of rawhide.
It's made out of rawhide.
So, but that came from one specific country because they had no plants.
Actually, the Spanish got it from another country.
The Spanish got it from this country.
Yes, got it from
this country. What country did they get it from?
Mongolia.
Yeah, there we go.
Mongolia. Yes.
The same people the Chinese wanted to keep out, so they built a wall.
Yeah.
Those are the same people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you got that one figured out. All right, George, got that one.
So we have a DVD for you. So which one would you like? We got Tom Lee's El Paso, McGoffinholm, the Ghost Story 3 and 4.
You ever been to McGoffinholm? George, you ever been there? McGoffinholm?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I haven't gone there, because I'm visually impaired, so kind of, but I would like to go.
Well, how about it? You're in Paris right now?
No, visually impaired.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Jackson's visually... All right, he's
audio impaired.
Audio impaired.
Well, but would you like a DVD anyway?
Yeah, I like that ghost story.
Okay.
Number four is the smelter, and number three has the Pattersons on it and a few other things.
Number three.
Pattersons, winner. Go for it. Thank you very much, George.
Thanks,
you won
George.
Yourself a DVD. And vote for Bernie next time. And what the hell?
Yes, sir.
Two or three times.
Vote for him twice. Why not?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing here again.
Thanks for listening,
George. George is on hold here. George, go ahead. And we were still talking to him, Shelley.
Now
Shelley's got him, and away we go. Should we come back and do this after the break again?
I think we should.
Rudy's been sitting here patiently. I'm sure he's got some stories to tell us.
He's got a rope.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's the answer to the question when somebody says, hey, you know where they're from? They're from New York City. What is your response?
New York City.
Yeah.
Get a rope. Get a rope. All right, going to a break here. 544 whatever.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
We have arrived at that moment where we find out what this week is only happening in El Paso, Inc.
The Center Against Sexual and Family Violence moves forward with plans to rebuild its aging emergency shelter.
Also in the ink, El Paso cybersecurity companies respond to the latest ransomware attacks. How you can protect your business.
Uncertainty at City Hall over what the real purpose of the controversial arena is. Could pro basketball be in El Paso's future?
Oh, boy. Okey-dokey. Don't answer that one right now, Bernie.
Okey-dokey.
Okay, El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery by calling
534-442-2 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, an update on the Mexican-American Cultural Center planned for downtown El Paso and the funding challenges they're facing. Could the size of the center change?
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
All right, we need to know something specific about the Old West. How many people had three-letter names in the Old West?
What?
Do you remember Dale Evans? That's four, D-A-L-E. But her husband, Roy Rogers, Roy. R-O-Y. That's Roy. Three. We have a replica of Roy Rogers
that's
on the
true.
Phone right now. Hey, Roy, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Replica.
Good morning. I'm spelling my name B-O-B this week.
Oh, fine. Okay, Bob, what is Roy?
He's in the pool.
What does Roy think about that?
Well, a couple of things. Tell Sergio that the warning alert system test actually did work this morning.
He hears you. He's nodding his head.
Okay, well, anyway, my maternal grandfather worked on a ranch, a Prude Ranch down by Fort Davis years ago.
The Prude Ranch, yes.
The Prude Ranch.
I know
He several years, he herded cattle to Valentine to meet the train.
Cool.
But he loved, when I was a kid, he loved watching this little thing that was in the funny papers in the Herald Post every day. It was called Cowpokes.
Yes.
And it was a funny thing about, you know, of course, I didn't get half the jokes, but he did. That brought up a question in my mind. Are you going to have any cowboy poets out there at that Day of the Cowboy?
Barney's a poet.
there used to be, I know there was a lady that was a cowboy poet, used to live in the area, and I don't think she's here anymore, and I don't know of any cowboy poets, is one.
But Roy, that's a very good idea, because, you know, the Farm and Ranch Museum, they do have an annual gathering of poets, cowboy poets, and it's a lot of fun to go there, because those people are good.
I bet you Rudy could have a poet. You can do some poetry, huh, Rudy?
No, I don't really do
okay,
poetry.
We're not going to... He's not the poetic cowboy. Roy, can you come out and do some poems?
Well, no, but I've heard a bunch of them in all my years volunteering at the rodeo. I've heard several of them. It's wonderful. It's marvelous to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat some of them?
No.
Okay. Somehow I didn't think so. Well, thanks for sharing. What else is on your mind today? You're always up to something.
I need to call Bernie later on about involving his company.
Okay.
So
we'll give you a call. I got your phone number. I'll give you a call later on.
Okay.
See you in the streets, Roy. Cowboy Day. Cowboy Day. Cowboy Day. Bye.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks Roy.
Thanks,
bye.
Roy. Take
bye
care.
Bye. Bob.
Yeah, Bob, Roy, whatever, Jim, Tim. All those three-letter words in the Old West. But it was Roy Rogers that I was thinking of. Okay, mm-hmm. Bernie.
That's Tom Mix.
It's two, three letters. Yeah. Bernie is a five-letter word. B-E-R-N-E. There you go. So, Bernie, what's going on, dude? We got this cowboy thing coming.
Yeah, July 22nd. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for the fact that we've got the... Town of Anthony so much involved with it and so committed. I also need to do a little shout out and a thank you to Don Pendergrass at Sportsman's Elite. He's the one that locked us up with the entertainment and has helped us out an awful lot trying to find them.
Who is the entertainment?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. I was going to go out to the truck and get
give me a second and I will tell you.
Oh, so it's impending, but you're talking about...
No, we've got them.
But just guitar player people kind of thing?
It's a full band. It's two full bands.
Oh, wow, my God, yeah. Well, yeah. You got Cliff playing.
Cliff's going to do the intros. He's got 4:30, and then we're going to do our show, Six Guns and Shady Ladies, and then after that, we have two different groups that they travel all over the place playing cowboy music and so on. So it's a good thing. Now, this year, what we're going to do right after this is done is we're going to try to book a couple of number one organizations to come out next year to perform.
Good.
So we just keep drawing better and better entertainment. That's not to say these people aren't good. They are good. I've listened to their Facebook entries, their YouTubes, and so on. They're very, very entertaining. So
now
the crowd will love it.
You're talking free admission here.
Absolutely free.
Free music.
Yeah. Free music.
Free lectures.
Yeah.
Rudy will tell you stuff.
Free exhibits.
And he won't charge you?
No, not at all.
And then you're thinking about it.
Free hay rides.
No, I'm just kidding.
Free hay rides. But there will be food and beverage.
But food you got to buy. Beverage you got to buy.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually will be selling beer there, too, this year.
Oh, yes. Now you're talking here.
Yes, Cerveza.
Okay, so you can go
That'll drive the crowd up.
Go out there, buy a beer, sit on the lawn for free, bring a chair.
Yeah.
Either way.
And we hope that they drink beer before they watch our show. We're much better when they've been drinking.
Oh, these guys are great if you've had three beers.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie and company are fabulous. They're stars. They get better by the beer, right?
Yeah, well, they do.
So that's the cowboy day going out there. And music until midnight, you said.
Well, the music's going to go until about 10. And then what we're going to do after that is show...
the movies.
The movies, yeah. Yeah. Like, we were going to do that last year, except for they set everything up, but the lamp was burned out. Try to find a projection lamp on a Saturday afternoon in El Paso County. It's not going
to
happen.
No, I need to make
but
a second projector.
They've tested it. It's ready to go, so we're excited about that.
Spaghetti Westerns, huh?
There you go.
Why do they call them Spaghetti Westerns?
Most of them were filmed in Italy.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
So what are these movies?
Well, the guns go wop, 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 wop.
Oh,
don't go there.
It.
Don't go there! Okay, what movies are we talking about here?
Well, I'm not sure.
But they're going to be cowboy spaghetti westerns.
There you go.
Okay, that's the category we need to know about.
Yeah, and something that I kind of a harebrained idea I've had for a long time. You know,
don't have those.
No brain.
There you go.
Hey, what? They do the thing at the Plaza Theater with the movies.
Yeah.
I thought wouldn't it be great if we did something that featured spaghetti westerns as well as westerns filmed in Mexico? You know, the vaqueros and so on, and just have like maybe 4 or 5 days of those kinds of movies. And just kind of bring back the old West.
Doug Pullen, are you listening?
Yes. Well, he and I talked about it. He goes, well, put it together. I went, oh, yeah, my free time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, well, Rudy, you're going to go out there and tell stories, but also are you going to go absorb some of these other events going on?
Oh, sure. I do all the time. You know, I love that Western music. Last year they had Loretta's Barbar Band up there.
Oh, she's
well. They were invited.
They are good.
They were invited, except for Loretta got married.
Yes.
They're going to be on their honeymoon.
They called me and told me we're not going to be out there with you all. We're sorry.
Yeah,
we're...
they couldn't find a drummer to fill in for him. Yeah. So darn them anyway.
Yeah.
But you got a flavor the last year you were out there. What else goes on that we need to know about? Because you've got events all over the place.
Oh yeah, and. I'll have the petting zoo. I've got some, right now I've got three little lambs that we're bottle feeding. So I'll let the kids try their hand at bottle feeding these little baby lambs.
Would you bring a llama or not?
No, I don't have a llama.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If you had one, would you bring it?
I have a pair of Tony llamas.
Oh, yes. That's a different matter. Do we know where they are? They're in the closet. This llama could be anywhere, right?
You know, talking about Tony llama, I remember when he was down there in El Paso, pretty much across the street from where Star Western Warrior is now, downtown. My dad and Tony Lama were very, very close friends.
It was a small operation originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. He made two saddles for my dad. They were not roping saddles. They were for training racehorses.
Oh.
And he was not really a saddle maker, but he said, yeah, I know, I can make them. And my dad took him one that he had, and he made one just like it. And a year later, he made another one for him.
So, and that's part of the Western stuff. And El Paso used to be a whole lot of cowboys, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like the other saddle maker, Samuel S.D. Myers, Sam Myers.
Oh, yeah.
That was over there at, what is it, Del Norte Shopping Center over there off of Alameda, the other side of University Medical Center.
Oh, yeah.
What about El Paso Saddlery? Do they make saddles?
They make them in Chihuahua and bring them over
here. Years ago they used to make them. Yeah, that's the oldest. I think that's the oldest continuously operating leather craft saddle making store in El Paso.
Well, they closed now, you know.
No, they're still making holsters.
Oh, okay,
yeah. They're not making saddles anymore.
But they had Jim Morris over there close to the Cerner place making saddles.
What was the one in Montana? It was Shep. They were still here when we first moved here to El Paso. It was one of the older ones. Mm-hmm. It's on Montana Street.
So the things are changing, but there's still some of these places around.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas once upon a time, it was just loaded with these kind of things.
Well, you look at boots, for instance. We are still the boot capital of the world with all these small companies that are making boots and some good stuff, Kaboots and all these people, Mingos. They make great Rocket Busters.
Oh, my God.
And, they're trying to put together a program where they can just reach out to the people. And I really would like to have, I refer to them as the boot making guild. Those folks come out and set up and show how the boots are made out there, but I've not gotten any response out of anybody yet.
Sooner or later, you're going to have this cowboy thing covered.
Yeah, we will.
I have the musical entertainment.
Yes,
and they are.
I finally got there. It is Bruce Robinson. And another guest singer will be Dalton Domino.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty good-looking young guys, if you ask me. So they look like they'll be playing pretty good.
What do you think, Melissa? Those pretty good-looking
guys. I think a lot of ladies are going to show up that night. But they're going to be performing that night out there in the Anthony Municipal Park out there at 100 Richard White Park Drive. Richard White Drive.
Now, this is not a Chippendale thing. These are musicians.
No, these are country music. And, you know, that's so funny because a friend of mine were talking the other day. It's hard to find places to go dance country western. You have one on the west side in the Upper Valley, and then you have another place out on the northeast that I know of, and maybe out on the far east side.
Could you have a line dance all the way around this park out there?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
We got enough attendees.
I can imagine, yes.
Now, wouldn't that be a great picture to send to the National Day of the Headquarters? National the Cowboy
like
Headquarters.
300 people in a line dance.
Doing a line dance.
Yeah.
Or a conga.
Cowboy conga.
Probably more like me with a conga line
conga.
Dance.
details. We're going to come back after the break and tell you some specifics on how to find these people, where to go, what to do.
Yes, because I got a Facebook page.
And bring your own ice, apparently. You're not going to do an ice thing.
Well, the,
although a volunteer ice company, if they showed up, you'd probably take
them. Oh, we'd be happy to.
Just pile ice out here. We'll jump in it.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll do that. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Our hogs love a good debate.
Yeah,
one of the most hotly debated topics is, what is the perfect ride?
You can always answer that question in two words. That depends. This time of year, the perfect ride is the one we're taking this weekend. We'll head north, driving through Cloudcroft, then turn back toward Mayhill. The elevation is now over 6,500 feet. From there, we ride through Sunspot. We're now at 9,200 feet. The pace is slower, the weather cooler, the pines taller, and the traffic almost non-existent. The sweeping, gentle curves of the road allow you to notice the small springs that run beside it. Perfection? This isn't the time for that debate. Notice that when we talk about the perfect ride, we're always discussing the journey and never what we're riding. Because everyone knows the perfect ride is a Harley. And you can get yours at Barnett Harley Davidson. Or when you click on BarnettHarley.com. Because your life, like your new Harley, should always be a great ride. No matter what time of year.
Bill Bonner once said, the three rules for financial success are, 1, make more than you spend.
Okay, we were talking about salaries a while ago. Right, Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Nebhan has put on our Facebook page Blumel Saddlery on Montana, Blumel.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you, saddle people?
I've heard the name, but I didn't.
But that's another one out there that Joe knows. And Joe's an old cowboy in his own right, right?
Yes. Yeah, Lebanese cowboy.
A Lebanese cowboy. He rides an old Lebanese horse, and it's just amazing to watch.
Two humps.
Run, Bernie, run.
And no matter which way, Joe will find you.
He will find me. Yes.
He knows where you live.
See, Joe does a nice thing for us. Look what we do to him. We burn him. What the heck?
Yeah,
but no, you Bernie him.
There you go.
We Bernie him. There we go.
You betcha.
Enough of this stuff. Okay, the Day of the Cowboy Business, it's a national event. Tell us how we need to know that.
Well, there's 12 different states now that have made an official event on an annual basis.
The fourth Saturday.
The fourth Saturday of July, and that started back, started in 2004. It was actually enacted in Wyoming in 2005, and I believe we were the ninth state to do it. California actually was before us.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to believe.
I know.
But so anyway, we've done it. It's great. We're really excited about it. I want to thank Joe Pickett for driving that herd. And it's just been exciting, and it just gets better and better and better every year.
You went to the Capitol, didn't you, when they did the...
No, I did not go down to the Capitol when they did the signing.
Oh, that was something else.
Yeah, that was with William Huff wagon train that I got to go down there for that. But it's fun. Now, if anybody is interested in being there and they're confused, we have a Facebook page, and it's National Day of the Cowboy, Anthony, Texas, and you can go and find it on Facebook. You can also call me at 581-7920. And if you are interested in an exhibit, you want to set something up, and you're not selling anything, it's free. Now, if you want to sell items of interest, please, it's not something where we're taking product from the Far East and reselling it. It has to be kind of in the genre of the Old West, the Old Southwest. We really want to keep it the theme that way. So give me a call on that. There is a small charge for the vendors that are selling, but if you're setting something up just to exhibit something that has to do with the Old West, give us a call and we'll be glad to help you out.
And the number is?
581-7920.
And you have, we have a caller here. Okay, but you also have a number, Rudy, for your, if somebody wants to hear a cowboy talk, they can come to the 22nd, obviously, on July, but if they want to book you for, like, a Lions Club or something, would you do it?
Yes, I've done. As a matter of fact, I did one here last month. They asked me to go to Waco Tanks and do the cowboy history over there.
Cool.
This is about the seventh or eighth time I've done it at Waco Tanks.
Cool.
And my number is area 915-525-7909.
Rudy Avila.
If you want sheep, now you do sell...
I do sell Dorper sheep.
They're cute little guys.
And he'll rope one for you. If you
want one as a
picture.
Pet. Hey, can I borrow some of your sheep from my backyard?
Don't get there.
No. They're great for cutting lawns.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay. Holding on the phone, here's a guy named Al. Al's on the radio. Hey, Al, good morning.
Sir, how are you? I just wanted to offer a suggestion for the Cowboy Days event.
Sure.
I've heard everything about cowboys and all that, but I haven't heard anything about cowboy food, chuck wagon food.
Oh, no, we're going to have a chuck wagon out there.
Come on out.
We actually will have a chuck wagon.
I was thinking about a chuck wagon cook-off.
That's for the future.
That's planned for the future. We had, the interesting thing about the county of El Paso, they've got a very strict code when it comes to food and open.
Yes.
And they actually killed a couple competitions that we had here because they put the controls on it that just made it prohibitive for them to do that. We have new leadership. We have new people with new ideas. We think we can make this happen. And I know that Wayne Kalk, who has a wagon, he and I have talked about it. We would like to do that also, have a competition maybe next year.
Al, what's in a good Chuck Wagon dinner? What do you eat?
Beans.
Oh, red chili with beef.
There you go.
You betcha.
Keep going.
Biscuits.
And maybe some hearty beans and soup and all that kind of stuff. Biscuits.
Any spare ribs
and gravy and all that. But vintage food around here is great if you can get a hold of it and put it together in a cook-off.
All right. We appreciate your suggestion, Al, that the cowboy day needs cowboy food.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. You take her easy, dude.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. One thing. Go ahead.
Hey, about the old town?
Mm-hmm.
How about using the old Osarco site as an old wet town?
Yeah, we've always said that would be a wonderful site.
We've been trying to promote that forever. We're going to keep doing it.
We'll check our lottery tickets tonight, and if it's still available for sale.
It is.
If you want to buy it, you can buy it.
Anybody win the lottery?
I actually called yesterday and found out it's still for sale.
Wow.
UTEP has not inked the deal yet. So
really? No, they haven't.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's not done.
Wow.
All right, Al, you got a chance there. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, well, that's just the way it goes, man. In the meantime, we're going to have to get our little selves out of here and come back in several weeks because you and I are alternately not here
and in and out.
And so you're going to do some shows, and I'm going to do some shows.
Have grandkids
Bernie's gonna
in.
Bernie's going to be doing shows, and we're going to leave town. But we will have good programming here every week.
Right.
Next week, it's going to be an interesting rerun with Carl Lombaugh.
That's right.
And then the following week, we've got Andrew coming in with Talk El Paso. They're going to look at the entire arena subject one more time.
That's right.
And at that point, Bernie, that's the big trial down in Austin, the 17th.
Yes, sir, 17th and 18th.
So the 22nd radio show will have a wrap-up.
We should have a wrap on the whole thing.
Okay, then the 29th, you guys are going to do Pat Garrett and coming with the details from Las Cruces.
Yep.
August the 5th, we got Celebration of the Mountains. August the 12th, we've got the people coming in from Concordia. And also, I've asked Rod Linkus to come in and make a specific Explain Gunfighter thing, which you guys can all do together.
Yeah.
And then the thing about the next weekend, we have Felipe's coming in at some point in there.
Yes, and Senor Ortega.
Ortega, and then the following week will be Springfire. Rudy, thanks for coming in. We'll see you at a Cowboy Days.
You're welcome.
July 22nd. Everybody be there.
We'll see you there.
Details on the radio show, ephistory.com. Melissa, I'll see you sometime later this year. Control Room, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.